words taken verbatim from the book, The Mysticity of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 14. Our Lady tells us to avoid worldly entanglements.
My daughter, thou hast received my instruction until now in order to desire and strive after the heavenly science, which I wish thee so earnestly to acquire, and which shall teach thee to understand profoundly what decorous reverence is due to God. I remind thee once more that this science is very hard to learn and little coveted by men on account of their ignorance. For thence, to their great loss, it arises that, in conversing with the Most High or rendering Him service or worship, they fail to form a worthy concept of His infinite greatness and to free themselves from the darksome images of their earthly occupations, which make them torpid and carnal, unworthy and unfit for the magnificent intercourse with the super deity. And this ill-bred coarseness entails other disorder, namely, that whenever they converse with their neighbors, they do it without order, measure, or discretion, become entangled in their outward actions, and losing the memory and presence of their Creator in the excitement of their passions, are completely entangled in what is earthly. I desire, therefore, my dearest, that thou fly from this danger and learn the science of the immutable being and infinite attributes of God. In such a way must thou study Him and untie thyself to Him, that no created being will come between thy soul and the true and highest good. At all times and in all places, occupations and operations, thou must keep Him in sight, without releasing Him from the intimate embrace of thy heart. Therefore I command thee to treat Him with a magnanimous heart, with decorum and reverence, with a deep-felt fear of the soul. And whatever pertains to His divine worship, I desire that thou handle it with all attention and care. Above all, in order to enter into His presence by prayer and petitions, free thyself from all sensible and earthly images. And since human frailty cannot always remain constant in the force of love, nor always experience the sweet violence of its movements on account of its earthly nature, thou shouldst seek other assistance, such as will help thee toward the same end of finding thy God. Such help, for instance, is afforded by His praise in the beauty of the heavens and of the stars, in the variety of the plants, in the pleasant vista of the fields, in the forces of the elements, and especially in the exalted nature of the angels, and in the glory of His saints. But bear continually in mind especially this particular caution, not to seek any earthly alleviation in any event or in any labor which thou art to undergo, nor to indulge in any diversion coming from human creatures, and especially not in those coming from men, for an account of thy naturally weak and yielding character, so much adverse to giving pain, thou placest thyself in danger of exceeding and overstepping the limit of what is allowed or just, following, more than is proper for the religious spouses of my most holy Son, thy sensible likings. The risks of this negligence all the human creatures incur, for if full reins are given to frail human nature, it will not give heed to reason, not to the true light of the Spirit, but, forgetting them entirely, it will blindly follow the impulse of its passions and pleasures. Against this danger is provided the enclosure and retirement of the souls consecrated to my Son and Lord, in order to cut off the root of those unhappy and disgraceful occasions for those religious who would willingly seek them and entangle themselves in them. Thy recreations, my dearest, and those of thy sister religious, must be free from such dangers and deadly poison. Seek always those which thou shalt find in the secret of thy breast and in the chamber of thy beloved, who is faithful in consoling the sorrowful and in assisting the afflicted.